Coach, I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to Tuscaloosa.
Ryan, I'm fine. Thank you.
Coach, I know you're visiting, and we've only got a few minutes here to talk, but I'd like to go back and get your thoughts. Alabama and Texas A&M.
Well, it was a great game for Alabama. It's an embarrassing game for A&M. I just can't imagine a team playing as poorly as they played. What I saw of the game, they beat that badly, and at one time be ranked in the top 10. They've fallen a long way, really.
Coach, I want to go back offensively for Alabama. It really started with the running the football, and it opened so much up. And I know you're accustomed to doing that as a head coach here at the university.
Yeah, I like to run the football, but Alabama's run the football historically, with exception against Arkansas. And it's hard for me to understand how you can go from being just sort of a sub-average team to just an outstanding team in one week. So anyway, Nick did something right, but they could very easily have lost the Arkansas game, and the quarterback just throwing the ball a little bit further instead of that interception, it would have been a touchdown. And but Alabama had more to lose than A&M did, and if Alabama had lost that game, that'd been pretty well put them out of the playoff picture, but they didn't do it. They won it. And I think they'll do the same thing Tennessee, maybe not quite as easily, but I think they'll beat Tennessee.
Coach, Nick Saban did something last week, and I thought it was very unique. He went out and really took a lot of heat for his players and said that, you know, they played with uptight, the expectations, and tried to loosen them up a little bit. Now, obviously, I think it worked. You've played and coached where players are a little bit uptight and coaches try to find a way to relax them.
Well, I never did think my team was too relaxed, to tell you the truth. Maybe I should have let them be a little bit more relaxed. That just wasn't my style. It's really not Nick's style, really. Whatever he did, they played extremely well.
But, Coach, you're accustomed to the expectations here at Alabama. It is a very unique place that they expect to win every game, and they expect to be very competitive for championships.
Yeah, well, then they are. You know, they've had four or five number one recruiting classes in a row, and the fans know that, and they read that, and expectation is high. There's nothing wrong with high expectation, in my opinion, but so far they've been able to deliver, and I think they'll obviously, if they went out, they'll be in one of the four teams, but they still got some tough games, but I think schedule favors them a little bit. They got Mississippi State and Auburn at home. Tennessee on the road, and they're not playing very well. So I think they've got a good shot. It looks to me like Georgia's the best team in the East, so they'll have a good game in a championship game.
Coach, you said it a couple of minutes ago, and I believe that you and I and many others are right. If Alabama is able to win out, they deserve a spot, but they're not guaranteed a spot in that Final Four. Do you think this selection committee is going to work out because the parity right now?
I'm opposed to the selection committee myself. If they just pick the teams with the best record, then they don't need a selection committee. And if they pick some teams and maybe has lost two games over somebody that just lost one game, then they're going to have a lot of heat. So I think it's going to be put tremendous pressure on the selection committee myself. That's just personal opinion. I don't think anybody's going to be satisfied until they have championship games and then they play and the winners advance.
Coach, have you ever seen an SEC that was this strong as far as – especially on the SEC Western side, it's an amazing that you've got four of the top five and just the way that it's rolling here on the SEC Western side.
Well, and they'll end up beating people out. So that's what I talk about. Very easily, Mississippi State, who's number one team in the country, could possibly not even be in the Final Four. And yet they're an outstanding football team. They lose to Alabama, they lose to Mississippi, and now all of a sudden they've lost two games. So the selection committee is going to have a tough job in picking what they think is the top four football teams in the country without taking under consideration the win-loss record.
A couple of weeks ago, you had a chance to celebrate the 1964 National Championship team. It was the 50th anniversary of that team. Coach, I know that was an honor to come back to the university, and the way that the crowd obviously loves you as a person, as a coach, and what you meant to the University of Alabama. I know that had to be a great thrill to come back.
Well, it was, and that was an outstanding football team. In fact, the 61 National Championship team only gave up 22 points all year. And, you know, that was an outstanding team, too. And the 64 team, and to see all those guys, and you know, start off with Joe Namath, who was an outstanding quarterback, and it was a joy and a privilege to be there.
Coach, final question. The third Saturday in October, the Alabama-Tennessee rivalry. What does that game mean to you? And it's just a special game.
It really means a lot to me personally because you obviously don't remember this. You probably wasn't even born then. But when we went up to play Tennessee, we lost three games. And they were either number one, number two team in the country. And we won the football game. And it sort of kick-started my career at Alabama. We lost that game. You know, we could have possibly lost another one or two. And 2 or 3 years, I would have been history. So the game is an important game to me. Back when I was coaching with Coach Bryant, I felt like it was more important to beat Tennessee than it was Auburn. We really got ready to play Tennessee, and they were a good football team year after year. They've sort of fallen on some hard times. They're playing pretty good, but it's hard for them to play a whole game good. So anything can happen when you go to Knoxville, though, but Alabama's just a superior football team, and not always, but most times your best team wins.